Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. I think an important component of balance is to value those times that seem almost frivolous to this consumer results-driven world. I mean, that to me does echo into eternity when you just make time to play, to have fun. Because to me, Greg, that's an act of faith that says, you know what, more rests on God's shoulders than on mine. I'm going to work hard, but I'm also going to play and enjoy these times with family. I think that is an act of faith. I do.
I was, as we came back in from break and we heard the interview and the guy kind of talking about the importance of finding a place, a work who values family. I love that. That's great. However, I would say that you value family. You know, I mean, I think that's where it really begins. Is it has to be something that we value. I think, Susie, for me, I have a good friend, David Ferguson, and I heard him talk about this whole idea of work-life balance, and it really, really had a major impact on me. And I was just taking notes left and right, and so I want to hit some of the points that he really talked about, because it was a huge, huge paradigm shift. Because he started off talking about that the myth within our culture is that we can achieve balance between ministry/work and family demands, and that's usually the way that it's said. I mean, even you and I introducing the show, we've talked a lot about it. Well, how do you balance work and family? And there's something around about that has led to a huge myth. And the image in my mind is you think about just a picture of someone kind of spinning plates. So, you know, they've got this big long stick, and on the end of the stick are these plates. You know, we've seen them at a circus or whatever kind of do that. And so one plate represents family, the other plate represents work. And so you're trying to spin those things, and one will start wobbling and starting to fall. And so you got to kind of put all your time and effort and attention into getting that thing back. And oh no, now the other one's doing that. And it's in that scenario, really what he was talking about that changed for me is that we assume then that the call to family and the call to ministry work are separate, that they're distinct. So there's these two separate plates that I've got to keep spinning. Thus, they compete against one another, really, for our attention. And that's, I don't know about you, Susie, but that's exactly the way that it's felt like for me, that I've got family and my
almost
wife
like you
kids.
Have to deny one to steward the other one well, kind of.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And just because one starts to wobble, and we have to give each one of those things different attention, but the net effect is that they thus compete against each other, and we're always stuck in this spot of I got to give attention here, and then okay, so now I'll focus on my family, but then work is neglect. Okay, now I got,
and then it's kind of crisis management when you're doing it that way, isn't it?
It is, and then you know the old what the squeakiest wheel is going to get the oil. I mean, mm-hmm, whatever mm-hmm. analogy we want to use, and when you really then think about it, because the typical advice then that we get about balancing are things like, well, just become more efficient. You know, it's about quality time. You know, kids spell love, T-I-M-E. So it's not quantity time, but quality time. You know, evaluate how you're spending your time and set better boundaries and the little rocks, put those aside. You know, adjust your commitments, reorganize your calendar, you know, craft a family mission statement. It's got to start from that. And it's not that those things are wrong. It's that I don't think those things are what can ultimately work.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.